Hello, and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time, and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what you're feeling, what mood you're in, we hope this show helps lift your mood and vibration and your energy. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is
The Human Now. And this is The Human Now.
We are back.
You're back.
Oh man, it feels so good to be back in the room. It feels like it's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, we missed last week, right?
Yeah.
Due to illness on both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're back, and actually hopefully this session actually helps us to feel good and changes the energy within, and you know, actually helps to move that sickness out.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
So let's check in, where's the morale at? Where's the energy at?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. My guts playing silly buggers with me right now.
Yeah.
And then I, for some reason, walked into the room and developed a bit of a croaky throat. So you definitely put something into the air.
You're self-sabotaging. Your body's self-sabotaging. Mate, Don't put your problems on me, man.
You're the one that's been coughing, so I just picked up what you're putting down there.
That quick, though?
With my gut, probably sitting around a 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that when I sent you the message and you said, do you want to postpone? I took a moment, pause, and I was like, nah, let's push through, because, like you said, hopefully this helps distract from that and
Changes the energy.
Yeah, changes the energy and heal the mind, heal the body.
Exactly. And same for me. Like, we're going to record this Wednesday. It's now Saturday.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Wednesday was, I sent you my heart rate tracker,
right?
Right
before, yeah.
And it's just like the alarm was ringing the whole night. Abnormal heart rate. I was just not in the right state to be sitting in the room and being able to deliver the energy and,
yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah. And also you had a flight the next morning as well.
True.
So it's good in those times to prioritize yourself and get yourself right for what you had on.
Exactly. And so I'd have to say my morale and where I am right now, I think it is... If we put the flu aside,
yeah,
I'd probably say I'm about a 6-7.
Nice.
And I can touch on why and all that, but I have to say, yeah, it's about a 6-7 at the moment. It actually feels good to be back here again, you know, like it's muscle memory.
Yep. Should we talk about the plants on the table? It was a bit of a surprise when I walked in. this is sabotage again. You're trying to affect my hay fever. What is it?
It's an avocado plant.
Oh, nice. So we can enjoy some avocados in 30 years' time.
You reap what you sow.
I agree.
And I've started the avocado empire for the generations to come.
Yeah.
You know? But actually, it's a teaching and a learning for myself about patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all want the fruits. But if you don't go through the process of planting, looking after, nurturing, how can you enjoy the fruits if you haven't put the work in?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it's nice to have the plants in the room so that they can also grow from the positive energy.
I like that.
You know, like plants also have a mind, somewhat the beginnings of a mind. You can see they've got a body.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully if we talk to them and we tell them that we care about them,
yeah,
they're going to be able to grow stronger as well.
And so just to clarify, when you say mind, what do you mean?
They can feel emotions.
Yeah.
They can feel the energy in the room, you know? And so sometimes as well, like, with the water that we drink and the thing, sometimes if that's left over, and this is from our other podcast as well, you know, with that water left over, I'll use that to...
What are the plants?
Because again, water's got memory, water holds stories and energy, you know, and you just transfer that to the
It's all energy, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, baby. Beautiful.
And also, it's just a cheeky push to anyone who wants to sponsor some plants or donate some plants.
Or avocados.
Or avocados. You know where to send them.
Yep.
All right. So in terms of lifting the energy, you know, all right, we're at a 6, 7. Would you say you're a 5?
Four, 5.
Four, five, yep. Right. So, all right, let's now move into how we build that up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take us into the next little segment.
I think it's time we play a game called Desert Island. We have played this on an earlier episode, but we want to take it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to set a scene for you.
All right.
You've been shipwrecked and you've woken up on this island, and the island is the island of sorrow.
Ding, ding.
My question to you is, what are the three things that you're taking to get you off the island of sorrow?
Okay.
Towards the land of bliss.
Ooh.
And the three things are categorized. So when you give me a book,
yep.
A TV show or a movie, and a food item. So what are you doing to move from sorrow to bliss?
All right. So for me, the book is, I think it's one of my all-time favorites.
Yep. I think I know what you're going to say.
It's The Alchemist.
You knew it.
And it's the...
Santiago?
The story of, shepherd boy Santiago. Because the way I imagine it, you know, you're on this desert island and you're just going to be looking at everything outside. Like, yep. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
How do I get off? And like, you know, there's danger here. I'm going to find water. I'm going to find shelter. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be stressed out. But if you look inside and you figure out what the personal legend is that I want to get to the land of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, I've got my north point.
Yep.
So that's just going to be, that's going to help me to quickly boom, tap in and recognize that this is where I need to head. And also, if Santiago can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, I think also in terms of like the alchemy itself, you know, like you start to open up your mind to what you can turn into gold.
The resources around you.
There's so much there, but if we're in a dark, negative space or in sorrow, you don't see that.
That's right.
Yeah, nice.
You want TV? TV. TV show or movie?
Yep, or movie.
There's only one OG, one classic for when he was the chosen one, but the odds were against him. The whole world was against him.
Yep.
But he came back and proved everyone wrong and saved the entire nation.
Yeah, you've built this up and it's going to be something funny. It's
Kung Fu Panda. It's the legend of Po.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You know, it's the story. I think what I love about the story is that there's this image of what everyone thinks the dragon warrior is or who the dragon warrior is supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's five ideals and then all of a sudden, like this guy who couldn't even get into the arena is being told he's the dragon warrior.
Yeah.
You know, and that he doesn't have to follow XYZ training, but actually, again, looking within to figure out what works for him to become the Dragon Warrior. So the Dragon Warrior is already within himself.
Yep.
And therefore, I can also become the Dragon Warrior to get me off
Sorrow Island. Yep. Beautiful. What food?
Has to be my favorite fruit.
Fruit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm on an island, man.
Yeah. But I've given you endless opportunity to take whatever you want.
This would be my, like my last, if the Last Supper was a fruit.
Yep.
So my last fruit.
Yeah.
This would be my last fruit.
Yep.
And it'd be the humble.
Mango.
Humble rock melon.
Rock melon.
AKA the cantaloupe. Man, if you've had the perfect rock melon.
Man, you're not playing the game right.
The sweetness is just right. The juiciness is just right. You're on a desert island, sorry, island.
Yeah.
Sun's beaming down. You need something that's gonna, you don't have water around you.
Yes, you do. You're on an island, bro.
You got salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got to go and turn that into, I am the alchemist. I could probably do it.
You turn it into wine.
I don't drink. I could turn salt water into normal water, yeah. But also the juices of the rock melon is going to keep me alive.
I prefer a honeydew melon.
Ugh. Mm. It's like the cousin we don't like. So that's it for me.
Nice.
The alchemist, the kung fu panda, and the rock melon.
Love it.
AKA the cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Love it. You've taken that. You've put a lot of thought into that. I went for more of a feel good.
Oh, yeah.
So my book is The Journey Home by Radhanath Swami. Mm-hmm. Have you read that at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you must read.
It's on the to-do list, right?
A brilliant book about adventure, love, courage, mm-hmm. and like spiritual quest.
Yeah.
It's probably, and you have to do the audiobook and hear it in his voice.
Okay.
And just the production of it is brilliant, the music and everything. It's the first book that brought me to tears.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So very, very powerful book.
Just by listening to it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you know that on Spotify, they now offer 2 books free a month? For premium listeners?
Did not.
If you don't know, now you know.
Thank you. My TV show, again, just went for something feel good.
Yeah.
The Office.
Ah, true.
USA. Has to be USA. I tried watching the UK one and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry to anyone that prefers the UK one.
But that's just favorite character from The Office?
Oh, it's got to be Michael Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Him and Dwight.
Yeah.
And that dynamic.
But why The Office? Is it just to
feel good?
Yeah.
I think similar to how you would use the alchemist to help you, you know, change from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I'm in a good mood and I'm happy and I'm laughing, I have the courage and I have the inhibitions fall away.
Yeah.
And at that point I can take on the world.
Yeah.
So feel good, do good.
Mm. Changes the energy, right?
Yeah. And my food, come on, man, hot chips. I could eat hot chips for the rest of my life. It'll be a short life and I might look like the Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong with chips, man. Oh man, I'll be on bliss.
Any condiments?
Yeah, this humble tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a cheeky vegan aioli
mm-hmm.
from time to time, mm-hmm. but can't go wrong with tomato sauce, man.
Are we talking shoestring, curly?
Oh, let's go a variety.
Mate. Just
mix it up.
Throw some
wedges in there.
So you're talking about a buffet of hot chips then?
Yeah.
Because apparently on your island, you've got a buffet.
Of course. It's my island.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But the goal is to get to, okay, nah, yeah, goal is to get to Island of Bliss.
Yeah.
Well, however long you're on the Island of Bliss, there's not.
That wasn't a defined.
Not defined. So you're there for a good time, a long time.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think it's also important to like, sometimes you just need those things that just give you a little bit of comfort as well.
Yeah.
Help you switch off. Like we always talk about, you know, being brain dead and stuff like that. And sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
And
the little pick me ups, right?
Little pick me ups. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if your brain's going off crazy for the whole day, sometimes you just want to vegetate.
Yep.
Why not enjoy an episode of The Office? While we're eating some fries.
I just imagine you like running parkour. Parkour.
Oh man. So that's the desert island. Could be another segment we asked any guests
Yeah.
They come on the show.
Let's put it out to the audience as well.
Yeah.
Right. So for you guys listening, no matter if you're listening, watching, wherever you are, if you're on the Sorrow Island and you've got these three things, your book,
TV show,
your
movie,
TV show, a movie,
and food item,
and your food item, what is it? Let us know. And it'd be good to just, yeah, share what it is and why it is. And if it's hot chips, it's hot chips.
And if it's rock melon, it's rock melon.
Mm-hmm, sweet and juicy. All right, moving into some happy news or just some happy moments through since the last time we've caught up.
Yes, sir.
I've just been down in Wellington. So I represent the emerging practitioner body. So like this little, we don't like to call it graduates, but it's the group of people who are going from graduate to becoming architects. They're mm-hmm. the emerging professionals, and we provide support. Having been through the process, I know how to get from A to B. So yep. it's my way of just giving back. And I represent the Auckland Northern region. And
oh, nice.
We had our catch up down in Wellington on the back of the New Zealand Institute Awards as well. The architectural awards.
Those were in Wellington as well.
They had them in Wellington. So we kind of had that and our hui and gathering
nice.
With all these other reps from around the country at the same time. So mm-hmm. it was just really nice to be in a room of people who are like-minded, focused, also thinking about something beyond themselves. Like, it's all about how we service this group of people
yeah.
and our peers.
Yeah.
So much so that even when we're looking at writing down our strategic plan, like that all happened because it was that focus that just happened within about 30 minutes.
Wow.
We're just like, this is what our purpose is. These are our values. This is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone's just on the same page. People
in flow.
Are in flow. That so much that three people all said the same thing at the same time.
Wow.
And you just sit back and you're just like, hold, like, is this happening?
Yeah, yeah.
And it can happen.
Yep.
If you're on that level. It's
1 + 1 = 3.
Exactly. And then I think also another thing that I want to take out or just mention is we set some goals for the podcast on where we want to, what we want to do now on a micro level and where we want to go. And I think that just helped to pave some direction.
I've become obsessed.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, like really looking into the science of this whole thing.
Correct,
and
yeah.
how we can actually be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something comes through the feed, like I'm looking at it differently.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it more in terms of research.
100%.
What is this person doing? How yep. do we bring that in?
Yep.
You know, because the goal is that we want to get to number one
mm-hmm.
next year
mm-hmm.
in the society and culture bracket. Because why not? You know, the world needs more positivity. There's so much, there's a lot of sadness and it's just not a nice time right now in yep. some places around the world, especially with what the media puts a spotlight on.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's other things happening.
Yep.
And sometimes a message of hope, a message of inspiration. There's people within our own networks right now who have also shared that this is brightening up their feet.
Mm.
So it's only right that we keep doing this as this is our service.
Yeah.
Right. And then the last thing is the humble avocado plant for me. It's only been a couple of weeks. So we've grown these from tiny little seeds. One day we just had avocados in and I was like, man, I why am I just throwing this out? Like we've bought this. Again, we can reap what we sow.
Yep.
So everything that comes in, let's just try and grow it. And again, just reminding and teaching me about patience and that if you nurture something, if you look after something, if you care about something outside of yourself, it just helps to broaden and expand our minds.
Universe.
And again, cheeky plug, if you want to sponsor some plants, we need some greenery in the space and the environment. So please, if you know anyone, that's me for happy news and some happy moments.
Nice.
Over to you.
Very good moments. For me, we had two two dinners last week.
Yeah.
So we had our boys catch up, which is really cool.
It was nice, eh?
Yeah, it was really nice.
What do you think?
Nice intimate space.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about it? Or is it a cult thing that we can't talk about it once we're outside? So we went to the Northern Club. Akash is a member.
Yep.
Which is an exclusive club or a members club.
That's right. It's a members club, but it's open. It can be open to anyone. It's just a way of getting in.
Yeah. You know? So I think I said it there. It was like, I felt like I wasn't in Auckland.
Yeah.
Just the space, the design, was all of that was inspiring. The food was good.
Nice. I'm glad that came off, because for me it was about something to show you guys. You know, it was just aspirational.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, this is what there is, and everyone deserves to be in a space like this.
Yep.
This is what good design can do and make you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that was good. And I set some questions for the boys.
Yeah.
Just about goals and what we want to achieve and how we can support each other. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. Good discussion as well.
Yep.
I think some positive, or a lot of positive, is going to come out of that.
Yeah.
Even what may seem like a basic goal can have a flow-on effect of something a lot more positive down the track, unknowing to us now. But the things that we put in place right now are building for a better tomorrow.
Exactly. And just talking about those goals, you know, we sat there and we told the boys about what we'd just discussed.
Yep.
You know, in terms of, we actually just need help with the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like just asking them to help us promote it, to share it, that we need help understanding the analytics, you know, and putting that out in the universe just, again, cements it, makes things real.
For sure.
Also sitting in the room, and we've got different ages as well, you know, so listening to someone in this walk of life giving advice to another person in this walk of life, you know, that was beautiful to see.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, I see where you are.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what my life is like now.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
You want to share your goal?
My goal was to do 10 episodes of this podcast. We missed a week, so we're gonna catch up now.
Yep.
By the end of the year.
Yep.
And then my second goal is to develop my coaching website.
Yep.
Ready for launch sort of early next year.
And how's that going?
It hasn't been going.
Yep.
But the structure's there.
Right.
Yeah. There's a little bit of work, but nothing that is not achievable in the time frame that I've set.
And the next steps to, like, what's the next thing you're probably working on towards or up for that goal?
For the coaching website?
Yeah.
So, like, developing the, like, building out the website.
Yeah.
I'm also going through some coaching training as well.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that was just to help.
Well, there you go. That's
build, like, a little bit
steps,
of credit,
right?
A little bit of credibility.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was just telling someone last night, like, all the stuff that I'm going through this training is stuff I know.
Yeah.
But you just got to go through the process, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think what it will actually do is it'll, I think for you also, it'll instill the confidence back in.
It'll, solidify it in.
It is that, I am. I kind of went through that for registration.
Mm.
You know, like, we already were architects doing the job.
Yeah.
Nothing changes after you do the accreditation.
Yep.
You know, and then after you're like, I'm just on the other side of that. But it's an outwardly thing.
Yeah.
Inwardly, you already are that.
Yep, for sure. And then the other one I have is the dinner that we had here on Saturday.
Yeah,
that was
a nice moment.
Get the family together.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I was a different person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you had.
So,
you definitely set the tone, and you pushed people out of their comfort zone.
Hmm.
You definitely made memories happen, even just like photos.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, allowing people to spend time, because often what will happen. So the sisters all cooked. They spent the whole day. I saw it all happen.
Mm.
And then it was
just watched.
To spend time, huh?
You just watched. You just watched it happen.
Mate, people did not see what was happening in the background, right? The lawns got mowed. The bathrooms got cleaned.
Yeah, nice, nice.
A little bit of vacuuming. But these guys, they cooked the whole day for their brothers, yep. You know? And I think what was nice is that you allowed them to go and spend some time with their brothers. Mm. You made the decision to make that happen. So yep. I definitely saw, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I sort of reflected on it and actually sort of brought it to my attention as well, like that in the next few days following, like it was almost like I was in control of the room.
Yeah.
I was funny. I was, charming.
Yeah.
Charismatic. And just reflecting on that and like, why am I not being that on camera?
Yeah.
And I know that it'll be a completely different podcast once that unleashes. So,
but that's the growth.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Is to grow as
for sure
people.
Yeah. And it was just like it felt good.
You felt like you
it
were,
felt so good.
You were being who Simba is.
I was being who Simba is.
You weren't being the baboon.
Yeah.
It was, and it was nice.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know, I felt full power. I felt it.
For those who weren't in the room, which is everyone else who's listening, you know, even to sit there and like you setting a question to them, you know, and be like, just go around the room and share what you like about this person.
Yeah.
You know, and it felt like there was a lot of things a lot of people wanted to say, but would have never had the opportunity if you hadn't brought that up. And that is what you allow people to do. You provide the space and the energy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm sure, I have no doubt that that is what will happen here.
Yeah, boy.
And you just take down the wall brick by brick and we'll get there.
Yep.
And so for those listening, that is what is to come.
I think I feel like today I've taken a step in the right direction. So,
mm-hmm.
And then the last one we had, the boys' reports come out and, we had parent teacher interviews yesterday and it was just like, just such a proud dad moment. Like regardless of what their progress is.
Yep.
In terms of like they measure in Montessori measure, they give us a numeracy,
right.
Literacy, and then sort of everything else. But just hearing that they're nice, compassionate people. The teacher said to us at the end of it, your boys are just lovely, kind kids. And like, and we said to her, like, that's what we want. We just want to grow kind, compassionate, men.
Yeah.
Who do good. So that was really nice. Like a real proud dad moment. That was really cool. And just things like Raghav's taking more of a leadership role in the class and like helping the younger ones. And he's moving into the senior class next year. And they can see that he's really ready for that. Open for challenges and lectures and Raghav's really focused in lectures. Again, just the growth that's come out in the last, you know, or throughout this year. Again, very kind, compassionate, thinks of everyone, all of that sort of stuff. And I was like, man, and on top of that, the literacy and numeracy has grown so much. But I was like, I said to them, this stuff's not even important. Like, this is what matters to me. This is what I'm really proud of. And they're like, oh yeah, cool. And then walked away. But that was cool. It was just a nice moment to
know that. How did it make you feel?
It made me feel proud. And it made me, it reaffirmed that we're good parents.
Yeah.
And that, again, what's most important is that they're good people. You know, you take care of the values and the core, then everything else falls in place.
Mm. Yeah. I have to say, like, your kids are smart. Not just textbook.
Smart and smart ass.
Yeah. but just beautiful souls.
Thank you.
You know, and I think that's testament to you both and the way you've raised them and the values you've instilled in them, the home that you've created.
Mm.
Again, it goes back to the energy and the environment. You know, it's those small teachings that you guys instill.
Yeah.
But super smart, man. For anyone doesn't know, Raghav and Laksh, man, they're going to be like chess maestros, man.
I beat him in chess yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was so happy. Like I was, because I'm struggling now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're that good.
Yeah.
It's so amazing to watch them.
Mm.
You know, watch them play, think about, I got to be 10 steps ahead. Yeah. You know, like what's happening in the game? Like I got all these different options.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Like not even to watch to be playing the game, but to just watch the game.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Proud dad moment. Yes. I love it. All right. So I think it's time to change the energy just a bit, keeping it within the same vibration. But at the end of last episode, so episode 65, and for those who haven't listened, you go in at about 45 minutes, around 18 seconds, and we talk about this identity that we hold within ourselves. You know, like if things like, if we go through a part of life where we experience trauma, failure, we have limiting beliefs, we often think we are that. And we touched on that in the last episode. Because again, that's what Simba had gone through. And Simba believed that he was the cause of his father's death. Right. And we said we'd open up the space to come back and just dissect what that means and how you disassociate. So, yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I remember saying that we think we're the trauma rather than the trauma happening to us, or we think we're the failure rather than it just being something that happens to us.
Yeah.
Or something that we can learn from. So I sort of took on the challenge to break it down into 5 steps.
Right.
Sort of make it a little bit more palatable.
Yeah.
This is by no means the be all and end all.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, I guess, the start. If you want to become a little bit more serious about overcoming your limiting beliefs, then, and you're looking for a coach, I know a guy. Okay. So step number one, as with anything and everything, acknowledge and accept. We have to realize that the failure does not define us, and it's not our identity. It's just something that we have to understand and push apart away from us, and see it just as something that's part of our growth.
Yeah.
Not me. I am not failure.
Yes.
I've had failure.
Yeah.
This is something that's happened to me. But yeah, it's something that is just a part of our growth, because growth is good, right?
I was just going to say on that, I'll let you finish actually. You just keep going and then we'll come back.
Yep. Yeah, it's part of, growth is good. If you're not growing, you're dead, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So acknowledge and accept. That's step number one. Step number two is become mindful or develop mindfulness.
Right.
If you don't feel like you can be mindful, then I guess the initial step is to develop that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the rule of thumb for me, and I've sort of broken this down into two areas. So the first one is, if the situation is live, if you've experienced failure, but you've still got a task at hand, or you're at work, something that you need to complete, then the rule of thumb for me for mindfulness is keeping your mind where your hands are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Karma yoga, in Hinduism.
And so if you were to explain that in an action, that's if you're
physically keeping your, like if I'm, and this is to stop spiraling basically, right? Because we know that once a negative thought enters your mind, it's natural in human nature to build on that, and you're at a much darker space within seconds sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to physically have your mind on the task at hand. So whether it's, you know, you're going through, I don't know, whatever your daily tasks are.
If you're driving,
if you're driving,
two hands on the wheel.
Two hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Focus on the driving. If you're with your kids, forget about everything. Focus on the kids.
Yep.
If you're at work, move that email aside.
Yep.
And then just get back into whatever it is that you are, what else you can work on.
Yep.
And it's just that action of almost letting it fall to the back of your mind and being able to come back later on and reflect, which will give you a whole new perspective.
Yep.
So helps you stop spiraling, which will cripple you from whatever task you have at hand, or moving forward. It's just something that, like I said, you can come back to later on. You don't need to worry about this thing right now. Focus on the task at hand. And then the second part of that is to separate ourselves from the event. So that is similar to step number one.
Yep.
Step number one is when Rafiki goes to Mufasa, stop. Step number 2.2, if you like, is where Rafiki says to Simba, look harder.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So we need this is where we sort of develop a deeper understanding that this failure is just an obstacle. It doesn't determine our worth. It's just a single blimp on our journey of life. That's it.
So this is the failure or the trauma or that little event.
Whatever the event is. I think event is probably a good way to speak about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's an event. So just sort of sitting in it and having that deeper understanding of this is not me. Doesn't determine who I am.
Yep.
It's just a part of the journey, just an obstacle along the way. And if you don't have obstacles, again, you can't grow, right? So it's almost having a bit of gratitude for it.
Yeah.
Step number three is when we sort of get into it. And that's learn and reflect.
Right.
So again, instead of dwelling on self-blame, we focus in on the understanding of what has happened and what we can learn from it. So we learn from the experience or learn from the event. Like I told my boys, you know, we either win or we learn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, so proud for me to have instilled that into them. We have to understand that we treat failure as a teacher.
Yep. It's that mindset.
Yeah, not a sense of your capabilities.
Yeah.
So learn and reflect. Step number four.
Yep.
Positive self-talk. I think this is underrated. I think it's people look at it as sort of a bit of a woo-woo.
Crazy.
Not a real technique. I think at times people look at it as not a real technique.
Yeah. What do you mean by positive self-talk?
Yeah. So this is where the hard work comes in, right?
Right.
So this is where you have to make a conscious effort to negate all the negative thoughts, feelings, ideas, and choose, and again, we've talked about choosing positivity, but you have to make a conscious effort to choose to input constructive language, positive language. So it actually is going, yep, all this stuff's going on, but I know this about me. I know I am smart. I am strong. I am passionate. I'm intelligent. And inputting those. The numbers are not going to come to me now, but there's a study that says for every negative thought, you've got to input however many positive thoughts. But if we can beat all of that and continuously instill positive thoughts, then I think you're ahead of the game. So positive self-talk. I think everyone understands that they have a voice inside their head.
How do you do this?
It's part of the action plan at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You want me to touch on it now or?
And that? I'll do it as part of the action plan. Cool. Yeah.
So, just positive self-talk and understand that it is powerful. It's strong.
Yeah.
It works.
I think once you get that mind under control, and I imagine it like a monkey with the cymbals or banging the drum. If you can get that monkey to just keep marching forward, boom, unstoppable.
For sure. And it goes back to alchemy as well, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes back to alchemy. To me, it does because you can't you can't create, you can't do, you can't exceed in a negative mind space, in the land of sorrow.
Yeah.
And thinking that you are failure or this trauma defines me. You can't achieve out of that. You can't, progress. It's only when you heal the mind,
yeah,
you can move forward. Mm-hmm. And positive self-talk really does that.
Yep.
And step number five is to think about a future and develop a growth mindset. And this is where we shift our focus from dwelling on the past and plan for success, for future success. This is where we set goals. This is where we develop strategies, one, to help us overcome the situation if we were to come across it again. The more you practice this, the easier it gets. The setback and failures become further and further apart.
Yeah.
And when they do come, the time between failure and reframing,
yeah,
it becomes shorter and shorter.
Again, it's that recognizing
it.
The internals to...
Correct.
The sirens go up and yep. Boom.
Yep.
Ambulances are taking care of things.
For sure. And I think I want to be careful with when we talk about trauma as well. It's all very well and easy to say this about failure because it's not as traumatic, I guess.
Yep.
But similar to this, I think trauma, we have to think about it as an adaptation.
Yeah.
Rather than a disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Like a disorder is something that is wrong with you, you know, whereas an adaptation is something that's happened and you've adapted to it.
Yeah.
It's not who you are at core, not who you really are.
Yeah.
It's just an adaptation, something that's happened, you've adapted to in your response, in your actions to that happening. And therefore now you feel, be, and act
you have
as such.
Yeah.
But it's not a disorder.
And like you said, I don't think we want to take away from the severity of...
No,
we're
of
not
course.
Brushing
and
over
not,
the severity of that trauma.
I'm not a therapist. I'm not a trained professional.
Yeah.
There are definitely times where that is required.
Yeah, you got to go through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely times where that's required, but... Yeah. I think there's no harm in trying this as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so those are the five steps. So step number one.
Yep.
Acknowledge and accept. Basic. Mindfulness, step number two. So if the task, if it's happening live and you need to, even in sports, right? I think the most incredible thing I've seen from sports people, especially in watching the Rugby World Cup recently is missing three out of three conversions.
Yep.
But still being able to hold your head up high and then go in and hit the next penalty or...
Yep.
Like that to me is...
Take some inner strength.
Inner strength and some serious inner strength.
Yeah.
So that's where bringing your mind to where your hands are comes in play. And then again, developing that deeper understanding. So stop. And then look harder. Step number three is learn and reflect. Just look a little bit deeper. Step number four is positive self-talk. And step number five is think about the future and develop a growth mindset. Mm. Mm-hmm.
The way I saw it is, and what I've taken away is two things, actually.
Yep.
First is that, going back to what we've been, like the theme that we've been talking about, right, is it comes down to our essence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said, is if our essence was to fail, then we shouldn't be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Our body should fail. We should be dead. And so if that's not our essence, then we're choosing to live. We're choosing which part we're thinking that is failure.
Correct.
And identifying that into the whole identity of ourselves.
Ourselves, yeah.
Taking one small,
yep,
tiny thing and saying
defining ourselves,
that.
Yep.
But like what we also forget is that we live, we're not, like you said, it's the living in the moment, becoming mindful, is that we're, that's the whole now part of the human now, is you and I are sitting right here. If you're listening, if you're watching, you are listening and watching to us speak. You're not living in the event of the past. The past is gone. Like, that physically doesn't even exist.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's make-believe for all we care.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we've changed. We're not the small baby that we were. We're not the Perry and Cash we were 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, yesterday, from when we started this podcast. We've grown.
Well, I was just when you said that, I became conscious of my stomach again, you know, like just when you were like, I hadn't thought about it since we started this podcast. And so just even being able to shift out of this into this shows that it's possible. My gut was really sore this morning.
Yep.
I was in pain walking into this room. But as soon as we hit go, we go and we, so that, again, that just goes to show that if you can sort it out in here, if you can focus and shift focus and, and I guess add value to yourself by coming out, by feeding yourself with positivity, then, you can shift out of whatever is inside. And that's a very small example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just lastly is the second thing I wanted to say is, like, again, I love this, how it just, the universe is beautiful, man. And it's brought us back to full circle, and your teachings shown by the humble little avocado plant, right? The seed is in the dirt and darkness, right? It acknowledges, it accepts, I'm in darkness and I am meant to be this beautiful fruiting tree.
Yep.
Right. So it's going to become mindful of where it is and what it's, what it is. I need to grow and I need the sun. I'm going to start growing. I'm only focusing on that. Could be thinking, oh, I'm in the darkness and it's just going to it's just going to suffer.
Yep.
For how long is it going to suffer? Yep. It's going to suffer for as long as it needs. And then it's going to decide, I'm going to be a tree. Boom. As soon as it decides, I'm going up. And it's going to learn and then it's going to reflect. As it grows, it's going to be like, where's the sun? Where's the light? Where's the water? What signals do I need to put out to say that I need water? And it's that positive self-talk. It's going to tell itself, you're going to be strong. You're going to grow into this tree one day. You're going to be big. You're going to be fruiting. That's what it's reinforcing itself. And as it grows, it's rooting itself within its pot. And then to think about the future is, I'm going to be a tree that's going to bear fruit. It's one focus.
Yeah.
And it's going to grow. There you go. And that is how the avocado seed becomes a tree. And also how it doesn't hold on to the identity that it's a seed stuck in the dirt in the darkness.
And they don't compare to each other.
No.
This one doesn't think that one's got more leaves.
Yeah.
Therefore, I will grow to my fullest. Beautiful. I love
that. It's just, it's just the universe, man.
Yeah.
Just the environment and the space that we're in. And if you look for it, it's all here. Where's the morale at, man?
We're at a 20.
Nice.
We're at 20, baby. That was good.
I hope, time and time again, we come back and you just feel alive. It's just the beauty, the small moments, you know, it's things like this. And again, I'm just looking forward to hearing Darren just in our ears again, you know, the sounds of the universe and just hearing what he has to say. Yep. And
well, we want to hear from more people as well. So
yes.
Send it in. What are we doing good and what are we doing bad? What do you want more of?
Exactly. It's about creating that community. Since last episode, we've created that playlist, the morning montage playlist. And let us know what your morning montage is. You can listen to it in the mornings. We were on the way to the airport and had to catch a 7:30 flight. I 6 o'clock, the sun was rising. Some playlist was on. I changed it to the morning montage boom, me and Curry were just locked in.
Nice.
You know, so we definitely want to create that community around us and just provide the resources available. Mm-hmm. You want to quickly touch on some actions to move forward with as well? Because it's not just about listening and watching. It's about how we move forward and past this.
Yep. I think the only one action that we can take out of today is to develop a couple of phrases of positive self-talk. So you can either be something quite rigid with this, which is what I used to do.
Okay.
I'm not quite as rigid or strict with it.
Yep.
So I would have, at that time, I had 7 statements that I would repeat to myself morning and night.
Yeah.
So morning as soon as I got up and night just before I went to bed. And then it's also a constant reminder of throughout the day as well. I would have a post-it note or a little printout on my laptop, which if I've got downtime or something comes up, something I can, and I've got, have it folded. So I flip it down. So I have it folded so no one can see because that's mine.
Yep.
And I fold it down, have a read through. And then I also used to have it on my, on the visor in the car.
Yeah.
So I flip that down.
Yep.
And then from the visor, I went onto the steering wheel. And again, I'll just flip it down.
Yeah.
At red light, flip it down, have a read. And yeah, so you can be quite rigid like that.
Yeah.
Or now I just have a note on my phone.
Right.
And I continuously can add to it as well. So yeah, just things that you are positive to you.
Is it like a sentence or a
sentence, a phrase?
Right.
It could be 3 words that you stack that really speak to you. Ideally, if you have these phrases, so they directly compete with your limiting thoughts or these negative thoughts that continuously come up, that would help to shut those down. So come up with, I would say, 3 to 4 positive phrases directly competing with your limiting beliefs. Either go through them day and night or just have them on the go whenever you get some downtime. Reflect. Whenever something paralyzing comes up or negative thoughts comes up, there's something you can whip out, tell yourself to stop, have a read through.
Anchors you back in.
Correct.
Charges you back up. And you have to, I think also the other thing is it's not just reading, but it's believing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So you have to feel it in your body.
Yeah.
You have to feel those emotions. You have to really sit in it.
Yeah.
And then again, with the benefit of being quite rigid with it is that you've done that so much that you can then go to having a trigger word or an anchor, physical anchor, or just seeing it on your phone.
Yeah.
And it takes you right back into that, to that positive space. And grow an avocado tree.
Any tree, you know, any plant, I would highly recommend to it. It's just, something that's a reminder. You know, and again, now when I look at these, it's going to remind me about what we talked about today.
Mm.
And so I hope if you've listened and you've really taken in and it's brought you some value that when you see a plant that it reminds you about the journey that it's taking, that it's not identifying, that it is going to just, that it is failure, that it's not going to grow and that it rises above that. Beautiful.
Beautiful, man. Love it. Great episode.
It was excellent. Thank you so much, Parry. Thank you so much to everyone who has tuned in, whether you're listening, whether you're watching. And I know we said on the first episode we wouldn't do this, but we need your help. If you're listening, if you're watching, and if you really take value from what we've shared today, if this has helped you, if this has been your little dose of positivity, just please could you share this with your community? Or to someone you think that is going to benefit from this, because we are on a journey to get to number one. We want to raise the vibration and the community, and we will get there. It's not a no, it's, you know, it's not something to question.
We can do it.
So sure. Please, if you think that this will bring value to the world, please do help us and join our community and share this for us.
Thanks, Cash.
Thanks, Perry. This is The Human Now.
The Human Now.